Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, next on the programme, there have been more than 3,000 no-shows for driving tests so far this year, which means 3,000 working hours of RSA testers being wasted so far this year at a time when there is a backlog of people waiting. The waiting list at the moment is around 18 or 19 weeks. So some drivers are exploiting a legal loophole that basically enables them to renew their learner permit so long as they can prove that they've actually applied for a driving test. And what's even worse is there's no limit. You can do that over and over and over again, never take a test and continue to get a learner's permit every year. And that's what we want to talk to you about. We're going to ask, should there be consequences for people who are no-shows for their driving test? Our number is 087 1400 106. If you've been affected by this, if you're somebody who has not, deliberately not turned up for your test in order to renew your learner's permit, I'd love to hear from you. 087 1400 106 is our WhatsApp number. Brian is on the line in Kildare. Brian, have you had issues getting a driving test?
Hi, Adrian. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I've had a fair multitude of issues starting only last week. I had a driving test booked for Tuesday and it was cancelled on Monday evening. And before that, I had a driving test booked for my birthday of all days on the 30th of December. And that was cancelled as well the day before.
OK, so that's not you cancelling, that's the RSA cancelling.
Yeah,
and do they give you any reason?
No, there's no reason given whatsoever. It's very vague and it kind of leaves you a bit disillusioned. I'm not alone in it in my own house. My own brother spent the guts of about 8 months trying to get a driving test and he had 5 cancellations. Now, hopefully I don't see that many. He has the licence now, but I'm hoping I just have to suffer the two.
Yeah, I've heard from other people similar issues having tests cancelled on them. So when they cancel the test on you, do they give you a new date there and then or do you have to apply again?
Well, see, it's cancelled and then within about 24 to 48 hours, you're given the opportunity to reapply. Now, I don't know if that system is basically whatever's available or if there's preferential treatment given to people who are reapplying due to a cancellation. And I think that's something that needs to be found out. And if it is the case that you're in the general pool of people applying, that needs to be changed because it's not fair to people who are suffering because of cancellations that are outside their own control.
Stay with me for a second, Brian. I'm joined on the line by the editor of CompleteCar.ie, and that's Shane O'Donoghue. Shane, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Hi, Adrian.
Shane, how many licences or learner permits can somebody get?
This is the major problem here. There's no limit at all. People can just keep applying for a driving test date, get a date, not turn up, get a new learner permit and keep going forever. They never need to change or if that's what they really want to do.
And with 3,000 no-shows for driving tests so far this year, which is an extraordinary amount, you have to assume that at least some of those people are doing that quite deliberately.
Absolutely. I think a very large percentage, I mean, that's just anecdotally, of course, the data doesn't show us that. But it's interesting, this data has come about, it's the RSA drawing attention to this again, where really I think the focus needs to be on the RSA and why haven't they closed that loophole already? That loophole has been there for a long time and it doesn't seem like it's an insurmountable thing to actually turn around and go, okay, if you don't show up, you don't get a learner permit. You can't get another learner permit. It doesn't seem that complicated.
So as you said, it's the RSA that are highlighting this, but it does highlight an inadequacy in the RSA and the way they're doing things. Like a number of messages just come in which say things like you should have to upload proof of a failed test in order to get a temporary renewal of your learner permit.
Yeah, I'll be all for that or some other similar process where you have to actually show up. If you don't show up, then you can't get another learner permit, not without, you know, some extenuating circumstances and prove those. We know that with this number of people, with this number of no-shows, it's clear that this isn't, you know, people being sick or people not being able to get childcare or whatever. That might account for a small number, but that huge number, we just know that people are gaming the system.
Mm. And so essentially what it means is, in theory, the way things stand at the moment, you can drive on a learner permit for the rest of your days.
You could, in theory. Now, it does bring us back to something we've talked on the show before about, which is that people on learner permits aren't supposed to drive alone anyway. Mm. That's against the law. But clearly, I think with this number of people driving a learner permit, it shows that that is still happening, unfortunately.
Absolutely. And I even know anecdotally of a number of people on learner permits that still drive without a fully qualified driver.
Yeah, and people do up and down the country. It's not unusual. I know there has been a bit of a clampdown on it in recent years, and the Gardaí have extra powers now where they can actually impound a car. So if they stop a learner driver driving on their own, they can actually just take away the car there and then, regardless of who owns that car. So that's trying to discourage parents from letting their kids, for instance, go out and drive on their own and learner permits. But despite all of those things, I mean, I think we're seeing less enforcement on the roads and all kinds of traffic laws. So I think people are just taking the chance, really.
Mm, absolutely. And be warned, it's not a chance you should be taking, because you can get penalty points as well, which on a learner permit will rack up very quickly, and you could lose your license. I think it's at 7 points, is it, that you lose your license on a learner permit, or 6? Stay with me for a second, Shane. Rosemary is on the line. Rosemary, what sort of consequences should there be for these 3,000 plus people only this year who didn't turn up for their driving test?
Yeah, well, I'm actually the mother of a daughter who's waiting months and months to get a date for her driving test. She has a car waiting, ready to go, but she just can't. She's waiting on the. She was told it could be maybe September before she hears anything, and she applied last December. Now, the thing is, what annoys me, though, is these people, there's no, doesn't seem to be any follow-up when they apply, that they, you know, do they not have to pay something towards it? And is there no one checking why they didn't turn up? And
obviously, you know, obviously not. I mean, I would have thought,
as Shane said as well, these people are obviously driving on an L plate illegally, because, I mean, you wouldn't for years and years have an L plate on your car without driving illegally, you know.
Like Shane said, I think a lot of people are taking the chance of driving not even with L plates on their car, alone having a qualified driver in the car. They're just driving as if they think they deserve to be able to drive on a learner permit.
My daughter now, she has... We bought her a little car thinking she'd have her driving test weeks ago. She has, you know, a black box in it, so she has to keep within the speed limit. And my husband and I go with her every time she goes out driving and that kind of, you know, she's within the law. And then you see all these other people flouting the law, and it's okay until there's an accident or something, and then you discover they've no insurance and shouldn't be driving. You know, there's no joined up thinking, and I think so. I mean, these people who keep you should only be allowed to reapply for your L license maybe once or twice, and after that you have to compulsory test or not be allowed to reapply. There should be a cut off limit. It's ridiculous. They're wasting time.
Shane, just to go back to you, do you think there should be a cut-off point? I've often wondered the logic behind, I know some people who failed a driving test 4, 5, or 6 times and they continue to drive, having proven that they're actually not good enough to drive. Where should that cut-off be?
Well, I think that's up for debate, but I certainly agree with Rosemary that there should be some cutoff or some process that follows up. So if you're a no-show, then it should be followed up immediately. You know, you shouldn't be allowed to get a learner permit for a no-show. Whatever about going for a test and trying to do it and failing, and then, you know, you need to be on the road to be practicing again, as long as, again, there's somebody alongside you, an instructor or a qualified driver. So that's fine. I've no major problem with people failing a test and trying again and again and again. That's a different thing altogether. What we're talking about here is people that have no intention of trying to get the test. That's very different. I think we need to stop that.
Okay, one of our listeners wants really heavy fines imposed. With regards to driving test no-shows, a mandatory €500 fine should be imposed. This would soon fix the problem. Furthermore, about 45 years ago, due to the waiting list for the driving test, the government introduced an amnesty to people on a second provisional licence and granted them a full licence without needing to sit the test. How little things have changed. I actually remember that. Driving licence out of a pack of Kellogg's cornflakes is what people used to slag at the time. Ger is on the line. Ger, should there be punishments for people who are a no-show for their driving test?
Definitely, yes. If they don't show up with the first one, they should be made paid double, you know, for the second one. If they don't show up with the second one, they should be made paid treble, you know. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it is ridiculous. When I hear 3,000 no-shows so far this year, we're only halfway through the year, that's a lot of people. But charging, okay, so every time you reapply for a test, you should be charged double?
First time double, second time treble, and third time treble, you know?
Or simply close this loophole that allows you to continually reapply if as long as you can prove that you've applied for a test. It should be a case that you can reapply if you can prove that you actually did the test.
Well, you have to have a note from the doctor, a certified that why they did turn up for the test, you know, and that could be accepted, you know?
Okay, some more of your messages coming in. My brother got his driving test within a week because he put himself on the cancellation list. The cancellation list is the quickest and easiest way to get your test done. Why is no one talking about this? In fact, back to you, Shane. Is that the quickest way of getting a test, on putting yourself on the cancellation list?
It might be in some cases. It definitely isn't the same all over the country. But the thing is, of course, you need to have the flexibility. You can't just, you know, suddenly get a message the day before saying there's been a cancellation and you can't go to work or come back from your holidays or get childcare or whatever. So I think people who are out there and are waiting for months and months for to get a date for their test should definitely put their names on a cancellation list and hope for the best. But I wouldn't say most people will get it in a week. I think that's very unlikely.
Dominic Brophy is a driving instructor and director of the Professional Driving Instructors Association. Dominic, good afternoon and welcome to News Talk.
Good afternoon, Adrian.
So who's at fault here for there being 3,000 no-shows for the driving test so far this year?
Well, it's not just one problem. There are those people that are gaming the system and they booked their test with no intention of turning up for their test. And they're doing that just so they can renew their learner permit. That is definitely a problem. But there's also those that are not turning up for the test because they don't feel themselves that they're ready for the test. And I would be very wary about bringing in a fine or a penalty for those kind of people, because basically what you're saying to young learner drivers that probably wouldn't have too much money anyway, if you don't turn up for this test, say it costs you €100, or some people have suggested €500, they're going to turn up for their test and sit their test when they know themselves they're not safe.
But why would you even apply for a test if you didn't feel you were ready for it?
Well, that's the next point. This is an RSA-created problem, because we have had for the last, since pre-COVID, 2018, 2019, there was also long waiting lists. So what has happened is people are very anxious to book their test as soon as they can, because they know they're going to be waiting a long time. So they're booking their test before they're ready, and they know they're not ready, and they might finish their 12 obligatory EDT lessons, essential driver training lessons, and they might finish those within 3 or 6 months of getting their first learner permit, and then they might have to wait up to a year, and there's little or no practice in between, and then they get an invitation to book their test, and they've got 10 days notice of that, of booking their test, and they haven't been driving in the previous 9 or 10 months.
But if you are that person, would it not make logical sense to cancel your test rather than just not show up?
Yes, it would, but you have to. The invitation is for 10 days. You know, you get a window of 10 days, but if you don't cancel within 2 working weeks, then you don't get a refund of your money. So The RSA is sending out the invitation, which I believe and our members believe is too short. It should be more like 6 weeks. And that gives that learner driver a chance to contact their driving instructor, who is probably very busy anyway, and for them to get together and set a plan coming into their test. 10 days is too short, you know. So I think what's happening is people are receiving the invitation. This is part of the problem. They're receiving the invitation and they're not ready for that invitation. They're being surprised by it because it's so undecided as to when they're going to receive that actual invitation because they've been waiting so long.
So out of all the no-shows, what percentage of those would you reckon are those people who just aren't ready?
Well, I'd only be guessing, Adrian, because that data hasn't been released. But I would say a lot of the people that are not showing up, I get it with my own customers. They ring me, you know, and they say, oh, Dominic, I have my test next week. And I would say, how's the driving going? And I go, oh, well, the last time I drove with you was with you. That could have been 6 months ago.
Mm.
You know, so there's those that think they're going to get lucky on the day. You know, they'll turn up and they'll get lucky on the day, but you can't get lucky on a driving test. You know, you might get a clear road for 5 minutes. You don't get a clear road for 30 minutes. And testers, they know their job and they will know if somebody's not controlling their car properly. And also you get the issue of driving instructors and a lot of people who want to go and sit their driving test rely on a driving instructor's car. And a driving instructor will not give his or her car to somebody that's not safe. So a lot of these people are probably finding it difficult to access the car for their driving test simply because they haven't been practicing enough and taking enough driving lessons.
Okay, let's go back to the no-shows that are deliberate no-shows, people who just apply for their test in order to be able to renew their learner's permit. How do we block that loophole? How do we stop that happening?
Well, it's very easy, and your previous guests have mentioned it already. On the RSA website, it's possible to renew your learner permit twice, okay? And after that, you must apply for a driving test, good or not good, have been or been unsuccessful in your driving test. So, you know, people know that if you just apply for your driving test, you can get your learner permit renewed. When we could close that loophole, as your other guests have said, and say if you book a test, you have to show up for it to renew your driving your learner permit.
And it seems to be such an easy thing to do. It could be done very, very quickly, I'm sure.
Well, you see, unfortunately, as a driving instructor that deals with the RSA, we see these problems well before the RSA sees them. You know, we had a great fanfare there in the last few months of the minister saying that, you know, they have a new plan in place and driving tests were going to work early mornings, they were going to work weekends, they were going to work bank holidays. And now the waiting times are coming down. Now, that begs the question, why didn't that happen 2 or 3 years ago? We knew that 2 or 3 years ago. You know, so let's not congratulate ourselves on, you know, introducing a plan of overtime when, you know, every learner driver, every driving instructor, everybody on the road knew that that's what had to happen.
Good to talk to you, Gerard. Thanks very much indeed.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.